welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crispy View. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And as always, I'm Sam, or Brace Boy.
And we are going to review some crisps for you today.
Yeah. This is, can we say this is the second part in a series about crisps from Germany?
We can say that. This is episode 39, and we are going to do a German crisp that you brought from Germany.
Yeah.
What crisp is it?
It is Alnatura.
Sounds good already.
In Kessel gebacken. Chili mango crisps. So this is, I think that this means that these are kettle cooked, as the English call it.
Yes.
So this, and that normally one expects, like we said last episode, one expects a better crunch from a kettle cooked crisp.
Yes, we did. Only thing I wonder.
Yeah.
Why do the Germans translate in Kessel gebacken?
Yeah.
Even in Dutch, kettle cooked means kettle cooked.
Yeah, but
put it on is this some German synchronization thing that they all want it in German because they don't understand English?
Yeah, that's probably the thing, to be honest. It's a purple bag, a little purple bag. It's it has a chili pepper on the front. Imaged as it, and a mango and some crisps.
Do chilies grow in Germany?
Probably in greenhouses. Yeah, not wildly.
Do mangoes grow in Germany?
Again, same answer.
I think this is a very tropical crisp.
Yeah, but
for a German crisp.
Yeah, but for last week we ate a crisp with turmeric and what was it? Cumin.
Yeah,
and that's also two spices that aren't native to the German cuisine.
That's true, but I need to write new jokes for every episode.
Okay, I get that. I'm opening up the bag if you don't mind.
Do
we have expectations? Maybe we should share our expectations first.
You said there's a chili on there, so I expect some spice.
Yeah, I expect
and
a little bit
a mango
sweetness.
In there, so I expect some sweetness in
and
there.
And I expect a better crunch than we had last episode because this is kettle cooked.
Same.
That's everything.
Yeah, you can open it up. Try it out. Please. I'm curious.
I smell a little bit of sweetness.
Okay. That's good.
That's.
I think it's a very interesting combination, which can go very well or very bad.
Now it's quite oftenly nowadays you see quite often the mango chili combination, right?
It's also a bit salty, but I do get the mango flavor. No. Yeah. But also
the crunch is
they also a bit curry in there.
Yeah, the
smell.
The crunch is. Yeah, the crunch is crunchy.
Let me try it out.
I find them
maybe the listeners can hear it crack when you chew right before the microphone.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that I find it a little. Oh, now I have a little bit of spice in the last one. But I don't. They're a little flavorless, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're a little lacking in flavor.
Yeah, potatoey and salty. That's it. So. No, not really the chili mango I would expect.
No. Indeed, I think you're right in that,
But the crunch makes up for a lot.
Yeah, the crunch makes up for a lot, but I wouldn't give this a passing grade, to be honest. If we go to the roundup, can I go to the roundup already?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, the crunch is good. But it's also not exceptional. It's just what you expect from kettle cooked.
Yeah.
And then the flavor is really lacking, and the smell, is also not to write a postcard home to your mama about
it. It's not what the packaging says
no.
It is.
I would give this, Yeah, if I'm very nice, maybe two, but maybe even 1.5 out of 5. If I'm a hard judge.
Yeah, you can. But you can be. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I. They have a very good. I like the crunch a lot, but like you said, nothing special for a kettle cook. That's true.
Yeah.
But it has a nice flavor, but it's not the flavor it says it is.
Yeah.
And in general, they're a bit, well, generic.
Yeah.
A bit lacking in flavor, so nothing special. So I, in the friendliness of my heart, would give these 2.
Yeah.
But I can totally understand 1.5.
Yeah. No, that's good. So, yeah, okay, maybe 2, but
yeah, if I'm sweet,
yeah,
for them,
yeah, if
which these crisps are not, even though they are mango crisps.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed, to be honest. I expected more than this.
Yes,
because the thing is as well that Alnatura is an international brand, and you also have quite a lot of Alnatura products in the Netherlands.
Yeah, and it also says it's part of a bio initiative.
Yeah,
and then biological and stuff.
Yeah, and then I expect more. I expect you're packing more of a punch, and they didn't bring the punch.
No,
Alnatura. To be honest, we don't want you as a sponsor, because if this is the type of crisp you produce, I don't want to review those every week. I'm just gonna be honest.
No, you are right.
Yeah. However, who I would love to have as a sponsor is Behringer. Behringer, they make great sound supplies to recording and all kinds of stuff.
Have we mentioned we have a new mixing panel from Behringer?
Yeah.
I believe it's the Behringer Xenix X120. 12-4 USB.
Yeah, it's a very good machine, and we're very happy to it. And we got sponsored to get this. We want to thank Peter Bannenberg.
Thank you, Peter Bannenberg.
Also known as my father, and
for making this possible.
Yeah, he's a great sponsor for the pod. And with that said, I want to introduce the trivia of the podcast. Marijn, you prepared a nice little trivia.
Yeah, I thought it was difficult. Because chili mango, was there to say chili is a chili, and we have discussed chili
before
extensively
with the whole scale of
you know the episode it was, but we were very into the scale of hotness,
which
what's
is
it called again?
It's something with an S.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't. Me neither. No, we discussed it.
But we discussed it before.
Yeah.
What is there to know about mango? Yeah, it's sweet.
It's
and
sweet
juicy,
and it's
and
it doesn't
stone in it.
Yeah, and it doesn't natively grow in. No, that's the thing. Mango is mango, you think it has a really big pit or stone in it, but it actually the stone isn't that big. There is a big, they call it the stone envelope, I believe, and that's like it, so you can cut that open as well, and then you will find the stone in there, and the stone is actually quite small. It's the envelope that's also from a hardened, strong material. That's maybe an interesting trivia to get.
Maybe that's even more interesting than what I was going to say.
Yeah, please. By the way, the scale of hotness is measured in Scoville.
Scoville, of course.
Yeah. No, please, but
so
please.
The combination of sweet mango and spicy chili.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the crisps are a bit lacking in that.
Yeah.
But on to my prepared
trivia,
which is not really a trivia.
Yeah.
The stone thing that Brace Boy told you is way better. But I found a review on the site of Alnatura.
Yeah.
From a consumer.
Yeah.
That says that these crisps belong to every film night. So you should... Maybe that's why it didn't taste well. Because we weren't watching a movie.
No, we were recording a podcast. That's what we're doing wrong in here. No.
Of course. Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously. This is totally our fault.
Yeah. But... So the review says... It belongs to every film night. I must say it was the only review on the site.
Okay.
And maybe it was from the nephew of the director, the CEO of Alba Tura.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why? But if they belong to every film night, that's a question that popped into my mind. If they belong to every film night, that's every film night. So when you go to a cinema, you should have these.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you bring somebody back home to you, you should bring
Why aren't these in the Netherlands? Well, I've tasted them. Now I know.
Yeah, yeah. The same. I'm looking at the review now, and I would have loved to call out the person that wrote this review, but he was anonymous, or he or she. So that's
unfortunately. And I thought it was the only one, but I believe.
Yeah, but the other ones aren't as specific. The thing is, however, that all these reviews have been placed in 2015. So maybe there was a higher standard of chili mango Christmas on Natura back then.
That's the second thing we did wrong. Yeah, yeah. Not only were we not watching a movie.
Yeah.
We don't live in 2015 anymore.
No.
So we were eating old crisps.
There, but by the way, I'm reading now. I'm reading an anonymous review of these crisps from the 14th of September, 2015, at 8:30 or half past 7. Although tasting only very discreetly mango, but the seasoning is overall very successful. Delicious. 5 stars. This is also an anonymous review. This is very generous. These are probably German people. And to be honest, if I can be quite hard, German food is quite flavorless. And then these crisps. If you have German food as a standard, these crisps are beckoning with flavor. Yeah. These crisps are probably the most flavorful stuff you will eat ever.
Basically, it's fake news.
It's fake news. As a lot of stuff, it's fake news. I think this is maybe your most your funniest trivia until now.
Is that so? Well, maybe I should do more. If you think that I should do more of this, consumer reviews of crisps that we are reviewing, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Send us a message.
Send us a message. You know how to find us. With that said,
but still, I need to acknowledge this compliment you are giving me. So thank you.
Thank you very much as well. With that said, I want to go over to the next subject. Break in here. Yeah. Welcome back to the Crippled Chris Review, episode 39.
After these messages.
After these messages, and this is. Marijn, you prepared the Handicapped Life piece for us.
Yeah, well, there was something that popped into my life that I was very happy with because I thought all this podcasting stuff and doing blogs and doing vlogs is very nice, but this isn't really paying out.
No.
So I thought I should monetize this in some way, and I got a job for doing blogs and vlogs and podcasting.
And so congratulations.
In some time, I might be disappearing or make this podcast, as awesome as it is now, even better.
Yeah, let's see what it moves into.
Yeah, but the most important thing why I wanted to mention is I have work again. I was complaining a lot that I didn't have work.
Yeah, but
now I have a job.
Yeah. Congratulations again. I think that I speak as the whole iratechris.com team when I say we wish you the best in your future endeavors. and you will of course still be a part of this podcast for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
The Crippled Chris review isn't going anywhere yet.
No.
But and when we are going anywhere, you will be the first to listen. You'll hear it here on the Crippled Chris review.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, the fact that I have a job now, it's only for 10 hours a week, so I don't earn that much money, so the
sponsorship would still be very still appreciated.
And
yeah.
the money collecting thing for the cat weasel.
Yeah, the GoFundMe, we're going to set that up as well. You will soon find this. Please leave a comment if you think that we should start a Patreon.
Yes, I think that's...
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
If you want to keep this running,
if we get more than 100 likes on this episode on all social media and thingies combined, we might think of starting a GoFundMe. Patreon.
Patreon.
Excuse me, sirs, madams.
And if we have less, try to convince us through a message.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah.
Let us know.
The thing is, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between and beyond, we have lasagna that is almost ready to eat, and
yes.
I'm getting quite hungry. Maybe.
Aren't you always hungry?
No.
That's why we started this podcast, isn't
that,
it?
No, we started this podcast because we hadn't to do anything better than sitting on the couch and eating crystal.
Oh, yeah. Because we are both physically disabled.
Yeah. By the way, it isn't yet this week that it's our 1 year anniversary with the podcast, but it is coming up. In my estimation, it was the... I'm going to look it up, by the way. I'm just going to look it up.
It must be on the website, right?
It's on the website. I don't even know, but it is coming up. I know that for sure. And then you just have...
Is our 40th episode... our anniversary also in a way because it's our 40th.
Oh shit. Oh, okay, wait 1 second, I'm gonna pause the recording real quick. Welcome back with our little break again. So we started the podcast on the 1st of September 2018. It's almost 2000 September
2000 September.
Awesome. 1 September 2019. Next episode is gonna be an anniversary episode.
Because it is our 40th.
It is our 40th episode and it's the 1 year.
And it's 1 year! Wow.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest, when this podcast is going live, it's already 1 year since. But we're going to celebrate it in the next episode. We're going to celebrate it with sparkles and glitters and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you can see them, but they will be there.
They will be there. And let's do a quick roundup of what everything we discussed in this episode. We discussed these.
We tried the Onatura. In Kessel gebakken chili mango crisps.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend these, to be honest.
No,
even for every movie night.
No.
You had a crazy funny trivia about other people reviewing these crisps as being nice,
yes.
Which was a fun. I talked a little bit about.
The stone or pit in a mango.
In a mango. We talked about you having a new job. Again, congratulations. And like this episode if you want to congratulate Marijn on getting a new job.
Or just send me a message.
Or just send him
a message.
Send us a message. And then we talked about our anniversary being next episode. Next week.
So let everyone know that this podcast is great, but that we are also doing great for 1 year.
Yeah.
So we get more listeners.
Yeah. And then...
And so like it, share it, subscribe and stuff. And all
yeah. And all, and all the all the thingamajiggies. And until next time.
Yeah. That is how the crisp crunches.